Welcome to Collaboration Stories, brought to you by Collabit. Silverstone Edge combines the disciplines of large-scale program management with behavioural sciences and design thinking to accelerate transformation on large and small business critical projects. Using industry-leading visualisation techniques and creative frameworks, Silverstone Edge rapidly transfer their experience, knowledge and capability to facilitate transformational change in organisations. Melanie Contz, co-founder and principal of Silverstone Edge, realised that corporate culture was constraining a lot of projects that organisations were undertaking. Melanie realised that a more creative and more collaborative approach would be very valuable.
I've worked in large businesses, both in Australia and overseas, in the UK and the US. And my background was in IT and IT transformation programs, and in recent years worked for large companies like Capgemini. I saw an opportunity in the market to bring a different approach. So a lot of the big firms are constrained by how they can go about doing it. They do some great things, there's lots of innovation and so forth. But the constraints of the corporate culture means that the way that you do the work is often constrained, and it's difficult for senior people to really get involved in a way on the projects that provides value for the customer. So I wanted to get a bit more hands-on again, and I wanted to be able to bring a lot more innovation and creative approaches into the work that we do. There is the consulting industry, I think, had become rather staid. You know, senior people that you hardly ever see once the job gets started, lots of junior people, which is great, and that model works in some circumstances. But I saw real opportunity to use my experience of many years and bring a more creative approach, a more collaborative approach, actually, to the kind of work that a lot of government agencies in particular are needing to do.
What Silverstone Edge provides is not achieved simply through collaboration with other businesses to deliver something to a client, but also by focusing on collaboration with the client to ensure that everyone shares in the project's vision and journey. And Melanie uses some very innovative techniques to help achieve that.
So there's a combination of actually doing the work with the client. So we're working with a number of clients. Our engagements tend to be medium-sized engagements. So they are weeks and months long rather than days long. And it's around helping them to implement whatever strategic direction that it is that they're wanting to take. Oftentimes that's to do with technology. So that will be a range of, we do a lot of design workshops. So a lot of what we do is very hands-on in terms of getting stakeholders in a room and co-creating whatever the solution, whatever the implementation needs to look like. So we use a lot of service design thinking kind of approaches in that, and a lot of agile approaches to get to an answer that everybody understands and that everybody's got buy-in for, and almost are starting on the journey themselves before we've even written it up. Then we use also a lot of visualization techniques. So the days of huge documents that actually people don't read, I think, are gone. So we turn what is often quite complex information into visuals to enable to really build a narrative for whatever it is, whatever strategic implementation that we need to be doing. So a lot of visuals. Sometimes that's what I call sketch visuals. So we'll use a sketch, a live sketch artist in the collaboration centre, or we'll turn that into these kind of, you know, they might be journey maps, they might be infographics. We've done all sorts of different ones, but that enable people to understand what the narrative for whatever journey it is that they need to take.
Melanie works with a number of businesses across Australia who are part of her collaboration team that she utilises on client work, and Silverstone Edge are very much focused on collaborating with others by using the right capabilities at the right time.
I have collaborated with a number, and particularly in that visualisation space. So we use a couple of smaller businesses for the live sketching, both here and out of Melbourne. So a company called Sketch Videos we use for that. And we also have used, we've collaborated with companies on the visualisation side. So here in Canberra with Gravity Consulting are very strong in that visual space. And we're also working with a company out of Melbourne called Creole Designs. Now, we like to work over a period of time. So Gravity, I worked on a major project for over a year. And they were our partner throughout that whole project. With Creole on the current project that I'm working on, again, the designer gets involved in the collaboration workshops and really gets immersed in the client's culture and so forth and works as part of our team to deliver it. And it's really around understanding that we haven't got all the skills within our business. And so what are the capabilities that we need at any point in time, and where's the best place to find those? So that's why we like that kind of collaboration ecosystem approach. We do want to work over time with other companies and with other partners rather than just on a one-off kind of basis. So we build a relationship and get into a kind of a rhythm of working with them. So it's really around complementing what we can do with the right capability at the right time. And also making sure that they, in a way, have got their own business and clients, because that actually brings freshness to their approach, rather than having these folk in-house to us who are only doing our work. Then it's better if they're doing other work as well, because that brings new ideas and freshness to it.
The collaborations that Silverstone Edge have create many advantages, but Melanie also finds collaboration very enriching and rewarding, and referrals are a great source of collaboration for Silverstone Edge. Interestingly, they use the collaboration techniques they employ with their clients to actually build partnerships and understanding with those they actually collaborate with themselves.
I think the perspective, the different perspective, is really important. There's obviously a commercial association with it, because we don't need these people all the time. So there's a commercial advantage to doing that. But there's also, I think, the advantage of working, if you like, with another peer group, and understand, you know, we're all in business, we're all got objectives and dreams and ideas for what we want to fulfill. And so working with others who've got similar dreams and ideas, even if it's in a different space, is, I think, very enriching and quite rewarding. As with any kind of partner or even staff relationship, there's a bit of a process that we go through. We might identify those people. Often that comes from referrals from others. We often go through not exactly an interview process, but, you know, a series of meetings, understanding what they're doing, how we're doing it, and then typically start on a smaller project, see how that goes and that builds. So, for example, I'd worked with Gravity previous to starting my own business. So that was a natural affiliation. With Creole, for example, my partner in Melbourne had used Creole for a small piece of work, and that's built from there. So it's that iterative working with people. We've used our own techniques actually to really build some of that. So we use some of our collaboration labs actually with our ecosystem of partners to kind of flesh out how people work, what their values are, what's important for them, what's important for how we work together. So we use some of those collaboration techniques that we use with our clients actually to build those partnerships and understanding, because partnerships are all really about understanding and understanding how you want to work together and what's important for each party.
Often, businesses approach collaborations with a bit of a hard edge, wanting contracts and rigorous understandings in place. However, Melanie believes, and has successfully executed, a more informal approach, and believes that the formal element should actually be a result of having worked successfully together and wanting to do more.
What we've been doing of late is, and again, it's probably a little bit more of an iterative process. So in the initial engagements, it's a little bit of a subcontractor arrangement. So, you know, we're working with the client, We're subcontracting somebody else in to work with us. I think we're at the point now, for example, with Creole, where we're going to do some joint planning together for some of the clients that we've worked on together. We have been relatively informal from a contract basis, so we've worked very much on a subcontract basis, but we're looking at ways to go forward where we might work on more of a partnership basis than a subcontract basis. I think that needs to come as a result of having worked together successfully. You know, that's hard to do from a cold start, I think.
Silverstone Edge haven't been reactive in collaborations. They haven't just sat back and waited for others to seek out collaboration with them, nor have they simply tried to collaborate with everyone and anyone. Instead, they've taken a fewer rather than many approach.
So right up front, actually, we took a fairly strategic view on partners and collaboration. So we decided that there were a couple of areas that we wanted to find partners, and then we have actively gone to find partners in those areas. So you're right, you know, there's lots of people that you could be talking to, and in a small business you can't be talking to everybody and you can't work with everybody. So we've been quite strategic. So we wanted relationships where we could get access to the market, and particularly in government that's important, you know, the panels. So, for example, another one that we collaborate with is the SME Gateway, you know, which is providing Canberra-based business, which is providing access for business like ours into government contracts. So that's been a wonderful collaboration. And again, on the visualisation, the live sketching, we were very specific about what we wanted in that space. And we're looking at the moment at more technology-based, software development-based partners that we can work with. Again, we're looking for fewer rather than many, and we're wanting to build something with those people over a period of time. And of course, it's always more powerful when you've got a specific customer that you can get started working on.
Melanie is actually a board member of Collabit. However, the route to becoming a board member grew from her heavy involvement in supporting collaboration in Canberra, and she still believes it is an amazing resource for the Canberra ICT community.
I'm very actively involved, obviously, as a board member, but even before I was a board member, I was involved as representing one of the larger companies in Canberra, as Capgemini, because even in that corporate role, I saw the opportunity to work with smaller businesses and, if you like, to bring some of that innovation, creative thinking, different ways of working into the Capgemini world that I'm now doing in my world. So that's kind of where I started with Collabit. I regularly attend, obviously, all the breakfasts and so forth. I'm really interested in some of the work that ACT government is doing and the opening up of opportunities for smaller businesses that the ACT government is doing. And I've also, through that network, also, you know, co-bid on a couple of projects from having met people at those breakfasts who've said, oh, I didn't know you were doing that. Look, we've got an opportunity to do X. Why don't we do it together? And it's always the balance when you're in a smaller business between actually doing the do and thinking about where to next and who are the people I need to be talking to. I think Collabit provides a very concentrated ability, if you like, to be able to have a look at what else people are doing, you know, who's doing what, where the opportunities might be, in a very concentrated way that would take you weeks and months actually to find those people if you were doing it without. So that's what I think. Also, the program offers that kind of advice. You know, you can literally ring the program manager and say, look, I'm interested in working in this space. Is there anybody in your network that you could put me in touch with? So it's an amazing resource, I think, available for the Canberra ICT community.
Overall, Melanie sees great advantages to collaboration and certainly encourages others to seek it out and use it to grow their businesses.
I love it. I've worked for many years with lots of different sorts of people, and I love that bringing of different ideas and different perspective and different backgrounds. So, you know, we're living in a very, very changing world. I've got a lot of experience in the world that I've been in, but I haven't got all the answers. So I find it incredibly enriching to work with people of different ages, different backgrounds, different experiences, people who just look at the same thing and have got a completely different lens on it. I love it.
Collaboration Stories is brought to you by Collabit. Collabit is an engagement and business development initiative that links small and medium-sized companies with multinational corporations and other stakeholders in the ICT sector. The program is designed to assist companies to establish partnerships with other SME companies, to forge alliances with multinational corporations, and to build reputation with government CIOs. This enables them to tap into substantial MNC business opportunities, and in doing so, access new or locked markets. Collabit is a joint initiative of the ACT Government and the Australian Information Industry Association, and is delivered under contract by the AIIA. The Collabit program is based on the principle that collaboration between SMEs and MNCs enhances the capability and accelerates the business growth of SMEs, and also positively contributes to the success of the MNC. Furthermore, Collabit Connect, which can be found at collabitact.com.au, is a portal that will connect you to new business partnerships. If you are looking to partner with a new business, use the search facilities to locate companies who align with your business practices. You can use Connect to showcase your company and what you do, and in doing so, reach hundreds of new business contacts. If you'd like to learn more about the Collabit program, please contact Rob Miller, Collabit ACT Program Manager, on 0408 142 393 or collabit@aiia.com.au.